It's maybe a story about a bunch of bull goose loony athletes. They're critters. You hang with us a while, maybe you'll see why we're so passionate about our animals and the communities and the land where pack burro racing happens.
Offbeat personalities go off-road in the peculiar sport of pack burro racing in the 2010 documentary Haulin' Ass. It's this week's featured film on Wisconsin Public Television's Director's Cut. It was made by University of Wisconsin-Madison graduate Trevor Veland and features pack burro racer Roger Pedretti of La Crosse. And they join us now. Good morning.
Morning. Morning.
Now, when I heard I was going to be watching a movie about burro racing, I pictured people on top of the animals, but that's not at all how this works, is it?
No, it's not.
How does it work?
Well, you have to run on the ground with the burro and a 15-foot rope. The burro has to wear a 33-pound pack saddle, and at all times you must maintain control. If you lose control of the animal, you go back to where you lost control and start over.
And you're running alongside the animal, more or less, when things are going well. But the epicenter of this world is Colorado, where the elevation is very high, and a lot of these races are off-road, very, very treacherous, rocky terrain.
Yeah, they're all really high elevation, obviously, because it's Colorado. I mean, you're starting at 10,000 feet, going up to 13,000 feet, and you're climbing mountains. The footing is pretty difficult, and to be tugging along with an animal that, you know, could be 800, 1,100 pounds is really difficult.
And it's a serious athletic endeavor, isn't it?
It's very, very difficult, especially when you factor you're at 10,000 feet, which is almost 2 miles of altitude, and you're going up over 13,000.
Mm-hmm. And people get a good chuckle out of the idea of it, but people get seriously injured, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunity there to roll your ankle, or people get kicked by their burros, or, you know, definitely a lot of broken bones and things like that.
Trevor, what attracted you to this subject for a film?
I read an article about it in a magazine, and I just remember thinking, one, this is the most hysterical thing I've ever heard, but two, it's just so interesting. I've never heard of it. I mean, I've been watching sports my whole life, and I've never heard of this sport, and why is that? I wanted to go explore as to why this sport hasn't been more popular, especially since it's been around for over 50 years.
I have to imagine one of the great things about this is that this attracts personalities. I don't think there are many people in this sport who are bland, boring people.
No, they're not. It's a really amazing group of people who all have different backgrounds and different reasons for running. For example, Roger here, you know, I was attracted to him initially as a character because he hails from Wisconsin, and most of the people out there are from Colorado, so he was already at a significant disadvantage going out to the altitude and running, and I thought it was very interesting.
Well, I need to ask you that, Roger. How does a Midwestern guy get involved in this very Western sport?
Well, my brother moved out to Colorado, and he got involved in pack burro racing, was the 1999 world champion pack burro racer. He passed away in 2004, and I took up the sport as a tribute.
How has the film been received?
Really well. You know, we did some film festivals last year, Wisconsin Film Festival last year, and we've had some sellout crowds. People really seem to enjoy it.
The film is Haulin' Ass, Trevor Veland and Roger Pedretti. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Friday night is Popcorn Night in Wisconsin. Trevor and Roger are Charles Monroe Kane's guests tomorrow night at 9:30 on Director's Cut on Wisconsin Public Television.